This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Volodymyr Zelensky met U.S. Secretary of State in Kyiv on Wednesday, passing on a message of thanks for U.S. support of Ukraine. During the meeting, Zelensky also expressed his gratitude to U.S. President Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. We are really thankful to you. We are very thankful to White House, to President Biden. It is best regards to him from me. And we are thankful to bipartisan support to Congress, that you show great unity around Ukraine.
Blinken is the first top U.S. official to visit Kyiv since the counteroffensive began in early June and described the counteroffensive progress as impressive. He assured Zelensky on the country's support to provide long-term assistance to build a strong Ukraine. At least 32 civilians were killed and dozens injured in artillery strikes by the Sudanese army on Tuesday, one of the highest tolls from a single day of fighting since conflict broke out in April, the activist group Emergency Lawyers said. Rights activists and residents say the regular army and the paramilitary rapid support forces that are fighting for control of the country have fired missiles into populated areas, incurring hundreds of civilian casualties in the capital of Khartoum and other cities. Nigeria's presidential election tribunal on Wednesday rejected an opposition challenge to Bola Tinubu's win in February's disputed vote, following a pattern seen in previous election years in Africa's most populous country. No legal challenge in the outcome of a presidential election has succeeded in Nigeria, which returned to democracy in 1999. European observers had said in June that the elections were marred by problems, including operational failures and a lack of transparency that reduced public trust in the process. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Biden's son may face more legal action in coming weeks, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Court documents show federal prosecutors plan to ask a grand jury to indict Hunter Biden by month's end. It's unclear exactly what charges he'd face, but they appear related to a gun possession count in which Biden was accused of having a firearm while being a drug user. Defense lawyers have argued a deal sparing Biden prosecution on that charge remains in place. It was part of a plea deal on misdemeanor tax offenses that fell apart in July. U.S. Attorney David Weiss, who has been named special counsel in the Hunter Biden case, referred to an indictment before the month ends in a status report. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Gabon civilians are celebrating the military junta's liberation Tuesday of several political prisoners jailed for years without trial by ousted President Ali Bongo. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports from neighboring Yaoundé, Cameroon.
On Tuesday, Central African Republic President Faustin Ash Kanji Touadéra was the first foreign president to visit Gabon, appointed by the 12-member Economic Community of Central African States, ECAS, to mediate Gabon's transition to constitutional order, held closed-door talks with the junta leader in Libreville. Nguema, during his swearing-in on Monday, said he was committed to handing over power to civilians by organizing free, transparent, and credible elections, but he did not say when. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
The Biden administration has canceled remaining oil and gas leases in Alaska's Arctic Refuge. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
In an aggressive move that angered Republicans, the Biden administration has canceled the seven remaining oil and gas leases in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, overturning sales held in the final days of the Trump administration, and proposed stronger protections against development on 13 million acres in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. The Department of Interior's scrapping of the leases comes after the Biden administration disappointed environmental groups earlier this year by approving the Willow Oil Project in the Petroleum Reserve, a massive project that could produce up to 180,000 barrels of oil a day on Alaska's petroleum-rich North Slope. Litigation over the approval of the Willow Project is still pending. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Mexico's Supreme Court has decriminalized abortion nationwide 2 years after ruling that abortion was not a crime in one northern state. The earlier ruling had set off a grinding process of decriminalization abortion state by state. Last week, a central state became the 12th state to decriminalize the procedure. I'm Alexis Strope. This is VOA News.